proclamation number 4172 dated the November 22, 1947. Seeming contradictions in God's word. Don't take exception to the contradictions which seem to exist in my word, but consider the fact that your intellect cannot grasp everything my spirit imparts to you. Accept in good faith in me and my love, wisdom and omnipotence that everything offered to you from above is not comparable to earthly wisdom. That even that which seems impossible to you is possible in the kingdom of the free spirits. Two worlds exist, the spiritual and the earthly world, and both stand in opposition to each other. However, it is my goal to spiritualize the earthly world, to educate it such that it can join the spiritual world in order to finally be a spiritual world itself. And on this earth, amid the earthly world, a spiritual world can also be established through the unification of those people who are in contact with the spiritual kingdom, who receive spiritual knowledge, strive spiritually and are thus averted to the earthly world and only still accomplish the work which has been assigned to them for their earthly life. They will likewise be in opposition to worldly-minded people who belong to the earthly world, and their thinking will also seemingly be in contradiction to the thoughts of the general public, for a spiritually directed eye sees things differently, the ear hears differently, and the soul feels differently than is otherwise the norm, and the earthly-minded person will not understand him. Then two worlds exist side by side and their inhabitants can be at various distances from me even though they are together. One of them can understand that which he hears from me, for the other it is and will remain inaudible or strange if it is passed on to him. And this is what you have to accept if you want to judge my gifts from above. Whatever I give to one person corresponds to his maturity of soul. And it need not be wrong by any means if it seems incomprehensible to someone else. In that case, it is not the gift itself which should be questioned, but the person's degree of maturity which is therefore insufficient to grasp spiritual knowledge. In that case, it concerns information which goes above and beyond earthly knowledge, not commandments or proclamations intended to clarify my will to people but more profound wisdoms touching upon subjects beyond human knowledge. Then my word will have to be the guarantee for truth, for neither examinations nor your own findings can provide you with proof. However, enlightened people will be able to believe it, that is, accept it as truth with complete inner conviction because they let the heart speak more than their intellect. For the heart is in contact with me, the human being feels the truth, he does not make use of his intellect in order to seek the evidence of what is an inner conviction for him. Strive towards the spiritual world and your thoughts will be spiritually inclined, i.e., you will also be able to grasp spiritual concepts. Create the world that is your actual goal on earth already. Detach yourselves from the earthly world by not desiring it any longer, instead only seek to carry out your earthly task, to shape yourselves into beings whose greatest aspiration rests in their love for me and their fellow human beings and thus approach me, which aim to bring their nature into line with mine by doing deeds of unselfish neighborly love. And you'll become brightly enlightened and capable of understanding the most profound wisdom which, however, will never originate from the earthly but only from the spiritual world and be exceedingly valuable. And nothing you are offered from above will seem contradictory to you, you will be able to believe, i.e., be fully convinced, you will know the truth. Amen.